برکاتو تیتو شیخ بندر بلیلا rendering the khutbah and the salat from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. Today is the 8th of Shawwal, 1442, corresponding to the 21st of May, 2021. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He praised Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, sent salawat and salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thereafter declared the faith and spoke about taqwa and piety, that each one of us needs this quality at all times, all places and circumstances. His aim, his topic was about how a person should not aim low in life, and our aim should be very, very sublime, high and lofty, and we make that intention and we strive in that path, placing our trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. People who have no aim in life, no objective in life, they will end up as failures. So therefore we must dream also, but dream in a permissible manner, that is my aim, my objective in life, and then we will become the leaders, and the leader will be Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. He will serve humanity. He will be the leader, not for his family and friends and himself, but rather for the Ummah. And in that way, there we have the great quality of Khairun Nas Man Yanfa'u Nas. The best of people are those who become an asset to humanity and people. And otherwise, if we just aim low and so forth and have no aim, then our parable example will be You know, when a person is thirsty and a hot summer's day, he's traveling on the tar road, and you look in front, you will see that it seems to be water there. And when you reach there, you see it's a mirage and there's no water. They call that optical illusion. Our own eyes have deceived us. So that is how people get deceived today, that they don't aim for that. Their target is not which Muslim Islam teaches us. They have some other targets, and sometimes those targets there are not achieved. Oh, you must remember they are the wrong targets. So we have to hit the target, and in that way they, inshallah, that Almighty Allah will give us that victory. Similarly, you see some people in their life, they only eat, drink and sleep, khana, peena, sona, pahana. So those are the people, they are human outwardly, but in reality, they are like animals. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adwal. That they are like animals, even worse than animals. And the same example Quran gives. Walladina kafaru yatamatta'una wa ya'kuluna kama ta'kulul an'amu wan naru maswal lahum. And those people who are the disbelievers, they want to enjoy the life. They eat and drink just like the animals. But remember, the fire and Jahannam is their resting place. So Ummah, make lofty, sublime intentions. Place your trust solely in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See, he gave a nice example, Sheikh Bandar Balila. Almighty Allah will grant us Jannah and Paradise out of His grace, mercy, benevolence and fadl. So what must we ask for? Don't only ask for Jannah. We say, Ya Allah, give my father Jannah, give my mother Jannah. Nay, ask Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, for our deceased, for ourselves and everyone. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Idha sa'altumullah, when you beg, you petition, you ask Almighty Allah, fas'aluhu, then ask and petition and beseech Almighty Allah. Dua ka maqsad parna nahi, dua ka maqsad mangna hai. Beautiful, wonderful sentence in Urdu, provided that we understood it. Dua ka maksad parna nahi, dua ka maksad mangna hai. The aim, purpose, objective of a dua is not just to read. It is to beg, it is to beseech, it is to petition and show Allah, antal ghaniyu wa nahnu al fuqara. Ya Allah, jalla wa ala, you are totally independent and we are the paupers and the beggars. I can be millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, yet I'm a pauper. I need from the unlimited treasures of Almighty Allah. So hadith of Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha sa'altumullah, when you beg, petition Almighty Allah, first aluhu jannat al-firdaus, then ask Allah for jannat al-firdaus, and some hadith you will find jannat al-firdaus il-a'la also. Fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha, that is the cream of the crop, that is the best portion of Jannah. And wa minha tafajjarul anhar, and from there the rivers and the streams and all that are flowing. And above that you will find the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So don't forget, now today is Jumu'ah, Friday, abundant durood sharif and surah Kahf and dua, especially bain al asri wal maghrib, between asr and maghrib. Then ask Allah for our marhumeen, for our shuhada of Palestine and other parts of the world, our martyrs, and remember for ourselves. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Oh Allah, grant us jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, the highest, highest portion. One day, hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is there. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses certain questions. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima? Today, whether it was a Friday or any other day, that who is fasting today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, thani his name, sahib al-ghar. So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, said, Anna ya Rasulullah, I'm fasting. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Manittaba al-janaza al-yom. Who went and followed the janaza? Mean you went to the cemetery, graveyard and said, Anna ya Rasul, I. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did that, said Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then who went, Man ada maridan al-yom? Who visited a sick person? He said, I did so, ya Rasulullah. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, Man atamal miskeen? That who fed some poor person? He said, Ana ya Rasulullah, subhanallah. You can do all this over 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, but to do all this in one day, lo and behold, that was what made Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Siddiq, the thaniest name, the second of the two. His intention, his resolve, and his determination, although there was so much perspiration involved, but that elevated him. That gave him altitude, and remembered his attitude was right to the people as well. And we see how Almighty Allah made him the best person to walk on this earth, and greatest person to walk on this earth, after all the prophets, messengers, alayhimu salatu salam. Another thing we must do, now Ramadan Mubarak is finished and 1 week has passed already, so we left the Quran and put it away. Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon. Read the Quran Sharif. What tadabbur, tafakkur, wonder, ponder, reflect. My beloved Allah, what is your message to me today, O Allah? Open the Quran Sharif. Read 4, 5, 10 pages. Say, my Allah is speaking to me. He's giving me advice, and that is khairul kalam. The Quran Sharif is the best speech, the direct speech of Almighty Allah it is. So, for the people today who read, also hit and run, say, no, I read Yasin every day, so my shop must get busy. So that's not the real intention, remember. It's permissible, but say, I'm reading Surah Yasin, I'm reading this surah, that surah, to take heed, to take lesson, to reflect on what is the message of Surah Yasin. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did that, the Quran Sharif became the turning point in their life. You take Sayyidina Umar, He went and left his home with a sword. Allah forbid to assassinate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came and he heard what his sister, brother-in-law, Fatima bint Khattab, Sa'id bin Zayd and all of them were doing, that was inspiration, motivation. He comes to Dar al-Arqam and then remember he embraces Islam. Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the chorus. So you must remember, they were Ru'atul Ibil wal Ghanam. That before, they were the shepherds looking after the animals, but now they became Ru'atul Insan, became the leaders, Amirul Mu'mineen and Khalifa. Until today, when people speak of Umar, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, they have to admit that what the great and ruler of foresight, insight. So all this year, the word he used, Ru'atul Ghanam, Ru'atul Ibil, and Ru'atul Insan. So we will become the trendsetters, the leaders of humanity, but we must attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. They were the ones conquering countries. Go and see, Sayyidina Umar's rule, the 10 years and plus few months, how many areas were conquered. Sayyidina Usman's time, radiallahu anhu warda. So all that they did, and then they still displayed that humility and good character. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us follow in the footsteps of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the footsteps of the beloved Sahaba, the Khulafai Rashideen, and in the footsteps of the Sahaba Radiallahu Anhum Ajma'een. That was the ending of the first khutbah. In the second khutbah, after praising Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and praising, sending salawat, salutation upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, what is this life that Allah has given us? The life is that we need to get our priorities right. First, the rights and obligations of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, the rights, obligations of Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you must remember our parents, our teachers, all these type of things. Otherwise, we live in this world, and this world, dunya to dhoka ka saman hai. Remember, this world is goods of deception. Wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. This worldly life is all provision and goods of deception. Everything is almost a deception. So don't you see the person who from the family of the Pharaoh, but he brought Iman on Nabi Musa alayhi salam. What did he tell his people? Ya Qawmi, oh my people, innama hadhil hayatu dunya mata'u wa innal akhirata yadarul qarar. He told the people that this dunya is mata'. Mata means, let me, the Imam didn't explain that, let me explain to you. There was a linguist par excellence. There was, you must remember, a grammarian par excellence. And what was his name? Al-Imam Ismail. One day Imam Ismail, he left his hometown and everything. He wanted every word in the Quran Sharif. What is the real, proper, thorough, profound meaning of it? Three words were really troubling him. Then in Arabic we have the saying, Man jadda wajada. When you make effort, then Allah Ta'ala provides for you. So he left the commercial area, the metropolitan area, and he went out on the outskirts, on the periphery. Lo and behold, Allah Jalla Wala wants to teach him. So he hears a discussion between mother and daughter. So the mother asked the beloved daughter, Aina al-mata? Where is the mata? Now he realized what is mata. You, my sister, my daughter, my mother, you are there in your kitchen. In your kitchen you have that cloth. Normally it's a dirty cloth also, an untidy cloth also, a lappi, we say in Afrikaans. So the mother asks, Ain al mata, where is that lappi? Where is that untidy, dirty cloth? So the one word got sorted out, which he was looking for, mata. So mata means that cloth, no one attaches value to it. It goes, it comes, it, nobody bothers about it. So daughter replies, Ja ar-raqib. That was the second word he wanted. A dog came, Ashab al-Kahfi wal-Raqim, if you read Surah Kahf today. So the dog came, it was black and white in color. So now there's the second word he wanted. So the Ja'ar Raqim. And what the dog did? And akhad al-mata, and it took the lappy, it took the dirty cloth, it took that untidy cloth. So two words sorted out, mata and rakim. Now what the dog did, where did he go? The third word he wanted was tabarak. So jal aghraq, he said, the mother asked, ayn al-mata. So she said, the daughter, jal raqim wa akhad al-mata. And what tabarak al-jabal. And he climbed up and ran away on Table Mountain. And he ran away on Mount Kilimanjaro. And he ran away to Mount Everest. This example, obviously, I'm giving you. So tabarak means to go high and high. Hi, subhanallah. He said in 1 minute, all three words got sorted out. So that's why you must understand the philology, the nuances, the true meaning of the words in the noble Quran. So see this person who belonged to the family of the Pharaoh. And he said, O people, innama hadil hayatu dunya mata. It is just this dirty cloth, miserable, wretched dunya. Wa annal akhirata hiya darul qarar. The year after is the place for eternity, and you stay there forever. So make effort in this world for the year after, and Allah give us our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah explained it very similarly, that we live for a short while, and how can we be so short-sighted that we give this world preference over that which is eternal and everlasting. Thereafter he read Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations. He made dua for the Palestinians, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alleviate their plight, grant them victory, and may Almighty Allah grant all our people, the mustadafeen, the mazlumeen, the oppressed and people of this earth, Allah grant them victory, grant them shifa. So that was the khutbah and the salat. So let me now make few announcements, and thereafter we'll make dua insha'Allah al-Aziz. Number one, we have to thank all the directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the capital team and his family, our Hafiz Shabir Basha of the Radio Ansar team, and our brother Faisal Asmal and his family of the Sirius FM. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Okay, when I'm finished with the dua, then I will be going here to Bangla Wali Masjid, inshallah. There will be the lecture, khutbah namaz, inshallah. 25 past 12 is azan there. Inshallah, Tuesday night I will be in East London. Wednesday night I will be, inshallah, in Queenstown. And Thursday night there in King Williamstown. And Friday, Jumu'ah, I will be in Port Elizabeth, Friday, Saturday. So I sent out the poster already. Anybody wants further details, you can contact me 071-888-1184. Those of you who are in our groups, mashallah, now, while the khutbah was on, I just received something. Subhanallah, how our Palestinians, they defeated the Israeli Nazi apartheid terrorist regime. And you will see there, Netanyahu weeps, because you must remember, they hid their oil, they hid their strategic places and so forth, to show the world that Israel is not a special child, but it is a B child. It is an illegitimate child. It is a harami child. And who are the haramis who brought it up? You must remember, first was Britain and then was America. So therefore, understand what is quwwat imani. When you have imani taqat and quwwat, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, 89 times Almighty Allah addressed us, so that this iman can beat and defeat anybody. So we need to enhance that iman. Whatever we have, sure is permissible. Don't curry favor with people and politicians and governments, and put your trust and place your trust in Almighty Allah. So we say, Allahu Akbar, ya Allah, you decimate this apartheid regime and dismantle it forever. That is your promise, ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, in chapter 7, verse 167. Our programs quickly, inshallah, now we will have the dua, and thereafter will be around quarter past 12. So you listen to Hafiz Yusuf Kala, my brother, and thereafter 12:30 to 1 will be Mohana Katani, and he's speaking about the theories of the scientists and whatever. Allah and recognizing Almighty Allah. Thereafter will be the dua from the Haramain Sharifain. And thereafter, 13:30, that is 1:30 to 2 o'clock, we go to the archives, Surah A'raf, chapter 7, verses 97 to 102. 2 to 2:30 will be Arabic lesson, Mawana Khalid Yaqub. 2:30 to 3 will be Maulana Khalid, ya Maulana, our Zahid Khan, inshallah, with the madrasa, and thereafter will be 3 to 3:30, will be the repeat of the morning Q&A, and thereafter will be Brother Alameen Templeton. We have a big scoop tonight. I appeal to all of you. Remember our brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, that each one of you, we should thank him also, and our special great, great attorneys of South Africa, that is Senior Counsel Hafiz Firoz Boda, Senior Counsel Hafidhullah, and our brother attorney, so Advocate Firoz Boda and Attorney Yusuf Dokrat, inshallah, that they will be having an interview, and it is 9 to 10 tonight, and they speak about how we're taking action, inshallah, against the apartheid regime's leaders of Israel. So that will be between 9 and 10. Between 8 and 9 will be Brother Suhail Manga, a lawyer, with Brother Shafat Khan. So listen to 9 to 10 especially, inshallah. Those of you who want to become members of Darul Iman, 084-786-3130 just send us, mashallah, a WhatsApp message, and you must remember, you'll become a member. So in that way, South Africa, Africa, anywhere in the world, 084-786-3130. Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless. Let us raise our hands on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Remember, on the 10th, this Sunday year, 10th of Shawwal, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's nikah took place to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Get your children married now in Shawwal or on this Saturday night, Sunday, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah ta'ala bless them with pious children. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الفاسقين فانصرنا للقوم الظالمين على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظا وارحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم استر عورتي وآمن روعتي اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا يا الله جو بمارين کو شفاء کاملة فرما يا الله جو يا دنیا سے چلے گئے انتقال کر گئے بال بال ان کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے پس ماندگان خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما يا الله ہمارے بھائی بہن اور بچے فلسطین کے انہوں نے ایسے قوت بتائی يا الله ایمانی قوت يا الله يا الله ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ ان کے حال پر رحم فرما چاہے غزہ میں ہو چاہے القدس میں ہو چاہے ضفۃ الغربیہ میں ہو جہاں کی بھی ہو یا اللہ ان کے حال پر رحم فرما کرم فرما یہودی کمبخت شیطان حرامی ان کو ہلاک اور برباد اور تباہ کر دے یا اللہ ان کی نسب کو بھی جو ہے نیست و نابود کر دے ان کی نسل کو بھی نیست و نابود کر دے یا اللہ اپنے لعنت برسی ان پر یا اللہ Ya Allah, Allah arina ajaib qudratik fa innam la yujizunak. Hum to kamzor hai, kuch bhi nahi kar sakte. Aap to qawiyun aziz hai. Ya Allah, hamare mujahideen ke haal par raham farma, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid al aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, ya rab malik, ya Allah, inko hidayat de. Agar inki muqaddar mein hidayat na ho to inko bhi nest aur nabood kar de, inko bhi tabah aur barbaad kar de. Ya Allah, ya Allah, jo bhi hami ho, jo bhi madad kar raha hai Israel harami ki, to inko bhi nest aur nabood kar de. Ya Allah, ya Allah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Ya Allah, hum to gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, maaf kijiyega. Ya Allah, hum sab ko maaf farma dijiye. Ya Allah, hamare haal par raham farma, ummat ko ek aur nek bana de. Ya Allah, ya Allah, have mercy on this ummah. Ya Allah, the victory you gave our Palestinians, decimate, annihilate and destroy the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, ya Allah, and their helpers and assistants, the Arab tenpot dictators. If there's hidayat for them, give them hidayat, otherwise decimate, annihilate them. Allahumma aj'alhum ibratan lil mu'tabirin. Ya Allah, you protect us in our beautiful country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Protect our masajid, protect our madaris, protect our khankas, protect our darulums, protect the ulama'i haqqani. Make us from them, ya Allah. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we encouraging our youngsters, our brothers, sisters to get married in this month of Shawwal. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah mubarak to Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Let them also have pious children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give all pious children. Let us all become Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna limuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah, take us for Hajj, take us to Diyar Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove all the impediments and obstacles. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, Allahumma arfa' anna al-waba wal-bala ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma limna min wa ma lam na'lam wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma limna min wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Ya Allah, make us mujahideen. Ya Allah, make us of those who liberate Aqsa and Palestine. Make us of those who liberate this ummah from the shackles of the enemies. Ya Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi jalni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, we ask of you jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Make our khatima on iman, tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin khayra khazaya wa la nadama wa la maftunin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin, amin, amin. Listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter inshallah you will listen to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, and 12:30 Monakatani, and then the dua, and then the tafsir from the archive. Don't forget tonight 9 to 10 special scoop from Markaz Sahaba, and that is our great lawyers, Allah reward them, our brother Hafiz advocate Firoz Bouda, and mashallah our brother attorney Yusuf Dokrat, and they will be speaking what action we as Muslims, South Africans, human beings will take against the apartheid regime of Israel. Allah Jalla wa Ala make us min al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.